This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed, including a police officer in a mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday. Boulder police were called to King Soopers just before 3 p.m. local time after reports of shots fired. A suspect has been arrested. Police plan to hold another press conference Tuesday morning as the investigation remains ongoing. Miami Beach, Florida extends curfew as police chief says partying couldn't go on any longer, pointing to over 1,000 arrests in one of the nation's top party spots. Miami Beach officials warned Sunday that the unruly spring break gathering by the thousands, fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks has become a serious threat to public safety. DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If you started the 2020 year feeling like Canadian bodybuilder Joe Weider and now feel like Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in Ghostbusters 2, you're not alone. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
If you're feeling a little softer around the middle after months of COVID lockdowns, well, you're not alone. A new study from the University of California, San Francisco found that adults in the U.S. who were under stay-at-home orders gained an average of a half a pound for every 10 days spent at home. Surveying nearly 7,500 people, researchers found that their subjects put on an average of a pound and a half for every month that they stayed home. The study said that the primary causes of weight gain were likely due to changes in physical activity patterns, as well as self-reported increases in snacking and overeating.
A UC San Francisco study shows the average American put on 0.59 pounds every 10 days during the lockdown. NASCAR took the Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee and covered the track in dirt. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The next COVID-19 vaccine could be pricking arms soon. Some are calling this one a game changer for the planet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ajish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has been and produced through the Operation Warp Speed program. Feel like you put on some weight over the lockdown? Well, you're not alone. American adults gained half a pound on average for every 10 days spent under stay-at-home orders. The University of California, San Francisco study found that participants under stay-at-home orders gained on average 0.59 pounds for every 10 days spent under lockdown, a finding that could translate as many as 20 pounds gained over the course of the 2020-2021 pandemic. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? Of course you didn't. And that's the reason we do it, because it is hard. I mean, Democratic Republic is not an easy thing. You know, it's just like the woman asking Benjamin Franklin, you know, okay, what kind of government do we got? He says, well, a Democratic Republic, if you can keep it. It's in our hands, ladies and gentlemen. It's a government up for by we the people. We've got the government that we have created for ourselves. And so it's up to us to take charge and do something about it. But at the foundation of all of this is the Word of God and what God tells us about how a government should be operating. But if you remain ignorant and that's not the basis and it's not even part of the conversation, then we miss out on so many foundational issues that are just, you know, they're critical to its future and to not only the establishment, but its sustenance. It's good to have you with us. Just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour, and Rabbi Jason Sobel joins us now. His brand new book, Mysteries of the Messiah, Unveiling Divine Connections from Genesis to Today. God, who is the author and finisher of our faith, is still writing our story, isn't he, Rabbi?
Yes, he is. Thank God for that.
Good morning. Amen. Amen. And we know the manner in which he writes things, it is perfect, even though it may be manifest a little goofy because his creation is a bit goofy right now without, you know, the total order that he wants. And, you know, like the Old Testament says, we'll get into that cycle of where we see things according to our own eyes. We think we know better. And, you know, how do you like me now, huh?
Yeah, I mean, in Hebrew, when we write in Mysteries of the Messiah, there's one letter difference between exile and redemption. And exile is chaos. And
yes,
it's the Hebrew letter Aleph, the letter that most represents the names of God and the person of God. And the point is that when you take God out of your life, when you take God out of culture and society and schools, what are you left with? You're left with a state of chaos. And
exactly,
the way to reverse that chaos is to invite the Aleph, God, and his word back in. That brings order out of chaos, just like it did in the creation account.
Exactly. Well, that was the thing. You look at the creation account, Genesis 1. You know, it was dark, it was chaotic, and the Spirit of God hovered over it, because God's ultimate intent is that there would be order, right? God cannot live in something chaotic.
No, life can't exist. Life can't exist where there's chaos. Chaos is like the old show Maxwell Smart. The enemy was chaos, the bad guy,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
And there's actually this what I call the chaos creation continuum. On the one side, there's chaos. On the other side, there's control. I think what we see in our nation is that people are trying to create chaos to bring greater control, but order is the middle path between chaos and control. But to have order, we need the Lord and His Word, and that's kind of what we're talking about in Mysteries of the Messiah.
Well, exactly, because who's going to be the boss of you? What can you trust? I mean, the history of man is replete with this idea that man can, take care of it and handle it. And what happens is we see in the wake of each of these attempts, the devastation of humanity. Millions of people are dead because man thought that they could do a better job than God.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as we come into this Passover Easter season, this is why ultimately Jesus, his Hebrew name Yeshua, had to die on the cross. It goes back to the very first, in what happens in the garden. Man and woman took from the tree, and when they took from the tree, it led to chaos, it led to exile, it led to disconnection. That's why we call it the mystery of the cross. That's why Jesus had to die on the tree. We stole from the tree. So God put back on the tree for you and me to make a repair and connection. His hands were pierced because we stole from the tree. His side, because the woman who led us into temptation was the one taken from the side. The crown of thorns on his head, because what's the sign of the curse of creation? The ground will produce thorns and thistles. He took the curse on his head to restore the blessing and bring back order into our life. And apart from the cross, we can't overcome the chaos.
Rabbi, I love how you did that, and you did that so quickly that I want people to really pause just a moment. You know, like the Bible writes, you know, you have those Selah moments, and it's that pause, that just that simple little word, Selah, for us to, you know, appreciate something profound that we need to meditate on it. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go through that one more time, if you would, please, because you blessed us, and I want people to bathe in that blessing for just a moment on how you describe that. Go ahead and do that again, if you would.
Yeah, the cross is so significant. I mean, Jesus had to die on the cross because sin entered the world when the first man and woman stole from the cross. So we stole from the tree. God put back on the tree Jesus to bring redemption and to make an atonement and a repair for what we had done wrong. His hands were pierced because our hands stole from the tree. His side was pierced because Eve, the one who led him into temptation, was the one taken from the side. So Jesus is the second Adam. Eve is and he has to make atonement for Eve, the one taken from his side. His feet were pierced because the first messianic prophecy was that the seed of the woman, the Messiah, Genesis 3:15, would crush the head of the serpent. Satan is mocking the promises of God. He's like, you think you're going to crush my head? I'm going to nail your feet to the tree. He was mocking it, but he was actually fulfilling it. And whatever's going on in our world, in our country, Satan might mock it. He might try and throw a wrench in it, but God is using it to complete it and bring about his program. His design won't be destroyed. And then Jesus had a crown of thorns on his head because what's the curse of creation? The ground will produce thorns and thistles.
Right.
He's literally taking the curse on his head to reverse the curse and restore the blessing. God appeared to Moses actually not in a burning bush, but the Hebrews are specific. We talk about this in Mysteries of the Messiah, a burning thorn bush. Why in a burning thorn bush? Because God is saying to Moses, thorns represent exile and pain. God is saying to Israel through Moses, I feel your pain. Jesus with the crown of thorns on his head is saying even more so to all people, all time, I identify with your pain, I feel your pain, and I'm with you in it.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'll tell you, so often when you are given revelation, and you understand the fullness of God's love, and just as you describe all this, I mean, who else but God Almighty, but Allah could do this, you know, and lay all this out in such a way? And this is what I tell people all the time, and when you study the Word of God, you appreciate that God is not willy-nilly. I mean, it's not some kind of theoretical deal. I mean, everything that God does is for a specific purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, God, I mean, there's no, God doesn't waste any words. He works all things out together for good. And when we understand how it all connects together, it's one of the reasons why we wrote Mysteries of the Messiah. It gives us that sense of wonder and awe that he is bigger than it all, and he is working it all together for his greater purposes and glory. It's really kind of breathtaking. It's kind of like...
It really is. Wow. I tell you, we've got to go to break, and we'll pause for a moment, and we'll let you get another breath, and we'll be back more with Jason.
I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back. back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Rabbi Jason Sobel continues. His new book, Mysteries of the Messiah, Unveiling Divine Connections from Genesis to Today. I tell you, so often when we have the honor of visiting with a Messianic Jew, Rabbi, as Jason Sobel is, it really brings added dimension and understanding to the Word of God. Jason, I tell you, I'm always so blessed because of, you know, your background and your understanding of Hebrew culture and the language. And, you know, it's hard to translate into the English language because English is so dynamic. But when you appreciate the Hebrew and the richness of the words, it leaves me, you know, as you said earlier, it leaves one in awe.
Yeah, it brings a new dimension. That's part of our passion and why we wrote Mysteries of the Messiah. We want people to see the Bible in high definition. I'll never forget, I went out before the Super Bowl one year, bought a high definition television, watched. I was like, this isn't so great. Watched the whole game. At the end of the show, I'm flipping through the channels and I have a realization. I watched the whole game in standard definition, not realizing that the higher channels were high definition. When I saw it in high definition, I'm like, wow, that does make a difference. And it's that's what we want to do. We want to help people see how the old and the new connect so that it comes to life. People don't settle for half an inheritance. Many Christians settle for the new. Many Jews settle for the old. But the fullness, the full understanding
exactly
to come alive is when the old and the new connect.
Well, just like we were talking about in the first segment, when you pause for a moment and you realize how specific God is, you know, even when you read in the Old Testament about how God was to be worshipped, there wasn't, you know, some just general concept. I mean, it was very specific, and this is what God does, and you appreciate in His Word. But if you are not connected to His Word, like you say, you miss out on, you know, the blessings that are there and the understanding of Almighty God, that in the midst of all this chaos and pandemic that we're dealing with and everything, you realize that, you know, God's got this.
You know, truth transforms. If you know the truth, it will set you free. You know, and as we come into this season, it is so important. An example of what you're saying is, of God in the details of these connection is the mystery of Good Friday. You know, of all the days Jesus had to die, why does he pick this day? Obviously, there has to be a reason. Well, and think about it for a moment. Friday on the Hebrew calendar is the sixth day. Well, what day was man created? He was created on the sixth day. In Jewish thought, we fell on the sixth day. We lost six things as a result of the fall. When Jesus comes, he dies on the sixth day to restore everything that was lost. That's why he does the first miracle of the water into wine with six stone pots. He's restoring the blessing that was lost. The reason why the first miracle is the water into wine is because he's dying at Passover. What was the first miracle Moses did when he came to redeem the children of Israel out of Egypt? He turned the water into blood, but Jesus doesn't come to bring death. He comes to bring life, and we might have it more abundantly. So he turns the water into wine, six stone pot, dies on the sixth day. But, of course, there's more because Hebrew's alphanumeric. There are no numbers in the Bible. You write letters with numbers. The number six in Hebrew is the letter Vav. The letter Vav is literally the number of connection. It's the conjunction and. The first place it occurs is Genesis chapter 1. God connects the heaven and earth. That's the letter Vav. It's the number six. When we sinned, we broke the connection between heaven and earth. We broke the Vav. He dies on that cross to restore that connection for us, to bring life and blessing.
And there's so much more, too. And Rabbi, unfold that a little bit more. I mean, because I've heard this before about Vav. And you know, you're touching on it, and it's so powerful. But there's more dimension to this, isn't there?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's so much more. I mean, when you think about the letter Vav, it occurs in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 in Hebrew. There's seven Hebrew words. The sixth word begins with the letter Vav. It's the letter that connects heaven and earth. The Vav is actually in the shape of, you could say, a nail.
Yes.
Right?
He died on
the sixth day. His hands are nailed. His hands are nailed to the cross. And so you see this. And so part of the significance of what you see here as well is that you see this even with this idea of the mark of the beast being 666. So if 6 is the number of the physical world, okay, in Hebrew, anytime you say something three times, like holy, 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 it's the most. Mm-hmm. So 666 is complete physicality apart from spirituality. It's gaining the whole world, but losing your soul. And
exactly.
When you do that, you're nothing more than a beast. But
wow.
What's interesting is that, but what's interesting there is that Jesus equals 888. You know? And so he's higher than the mark of the beast. He's greater than the mark of the beast, right? So Jesus dies on the sixth day. He's in the tomb on the seventh day, the Sabbath. He's resting, and he rises from the dead. It's the first day, but it's also the eighth day of the week. Why is that significant? Eight is a number of new beginnings. Eight is a number of resurrection. Eight is a number of the supernatural. Jesus was the son of David. David is the eighth son of Jesse. If you turn eight on its side, it's the number of infinity. When he died, he came to bring the eight, the supernatural state, so that we can find eternal life, blessing, and new beginning in him. And it all connects together, and that's what we talk about in Mysteries of the Messiah.
Wow, this is so cool. I got to tell you, you're going to have to get your hands on this book, ladies and gentlemen, because I mean, the rabbi is just, you know, ripping this off. I mean, this is just, you know, this is true revelation. You know, Jason, as you were understanding this and you're peeling back the onion skin of understanding of God's word and all this coming together, I mean, how many times did your head explode?
I mean, so many times. I mean, so many times. I mean, it just made me fall more in love with the Lord, with Yeshua Jesus, with his word. And it just, you know, I think so many times, you know, someone said, in the Western culture, we won't die from a lack of want. We'll die from a lack of wonder. And it's like, I think so many people are like, find God's word boring. And it's not boring. It's not boring if you dive into the mysteries of it.
Exactly. Right. Well, and the thing is, you know, as you were saying, and you appreciate and understand the author and finisher of our faith and what God has laid out for us, you cannot help but come away and love Jesus all the more. To be that willing sacrifice for our sins and to reunite us with, you know, God's original intention to bring us back home. I'm in awe and my heart is exploding, just as you said, with, you know, love for God and love for Jesus for what he did for us.
Good. I mean, it's really, how can you even thank him enough or praise him
exactly.
enough, right? I mean,
right.
it's like one of the mysteries that blew me away in the book that we talk about is the mystery of the broken tablets. You know, Moses goes up the mountain, he gets the first set of 10 commandments, he comes down, he sees the people committing the golden calf, he smashes the tablet, he begs for their forgiveness, God gives him the second tablet, he comes down. The question is, what does he do with the broken set of tablets written by the finger of God?
Right.
In Jewish thought, the broken tablets are placed in the ark with the whole tablets, and every time the ark would move, they'd rumble. Why is that important? It teaches us that wholeness comes out of brokenness. But there's a picture of the Messiah there, because the first set of tablets are like Jesus' first coming. He was broken like those tablets because of our sin. We committed sin, idolatry, like the children of Israel. And he was broken like those tablets. At the second coming, which is the whole, which is like the second tablet, the whole tablet. He's going to make us whole.
Got to leave it there.
Individuals,
Rabbi Jason Sobel.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed, including a police officer, in a mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday. Boulder police were called to King Soopers just before 3 p.m. local time after reports of shots fired. A suspect has been arrested. Police plan to hold another press conference Tuesday morning as the investigation remains ongoing. Miami Beach, Florida extends curfew as police chief says partying couldn't go on any longer, pointing to over 1,000 arrests in one of the nation's top party spots. Miami Beach officials warned Sunday that the unruly spring break gathering by the thousands, fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks has become a serious threat to public safety. DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, I guess this country is learning a lot about sexual harassment these days. Many of us who are involved in companies, I know at one point, I was like going to sexual harassment studies and videotapes and everything else for, you know, like every 4 to 6 weeks. It was incredible. But the basic idea in sexual harassment is that, you know, it's not about you, it's about the other person. And it is amazing that you have somebody in his 60s, a leader of a state, a governor, and he doesn't get it. Now, I mean, this has been going on for a long time. It's not like just because of the woke culture and the hashtag movement or anything else. You know, Dan Gaynor, who's the VP of Business and Culture with Media Research Center, joins us now. Dan, sexual harassment has been around for a long time, and to hear Governor Cuomo talk, it's like, well, I guess maybe if he wanted to be anywhere close to a Neanderthal that Joe Biden drew reference to last night, then maybe he's more that than a responsible governor.
Well, I mean, certainly anybody who saw the photo, I mean, this is what took down Al Franken, even though Al Franken's photo was far worse.
Right.
This is what took down Al Franken was, you know, photographic evidence of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So there's for people who haven't seen this image, there's the image of Cuomo putting his hands to the face of this young woman, and he doesn't touch her anywhere inappropriate, except the fact that he touched her face was inappropriate.
Right. Right.
And the look on her face.
Yes.
Any man who approaches a woman and her reaction is like his hands are made of acid.
Yeah.
That's pretty much a good clue. He said she doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
Right.
And the fact that he seemed undaunted by this.
Exactly.
Is really the telling thing. But what's amazing to me is how much the media is using this story to suppress the real bad news of Cuomo,
yes.
Which is, of course, the killing of 15,000 people.
I know. That is more important than 15,000. That was what we were talking about last night. Go. How upside down is the media on this whole thing? Let's ignore the thousands of people that he's responsible for demising, and let's spend all this time on, you know, him violating, you know, sexual space. And, of course, this there were other instances. There was a gal in the office. I can't remember her name exactly, Dan, but, you know, they reassigned her. I mean, so the governor's had a problem with this issue for a while, and it's been ignored. And here we are, everybody learning about sexual harassment as opposed to, you know, the bigger problem, as you say, thousands of people dying on his watch.
Yeah, I mean, what happened here is it was very clear that the left and the media needed Andrew Cuomo in 2020. He was their bullpen ace to replace Joe Biden if Biden faltered before he finished the game. And so that meant they were all set to put him into the race and replace Biden. And so he got glorious coverage to the point where CNN kept putting him up, being interviewed by his own brother, who's an anchor on the network. And, you know, they're yucking it up while people are dying by the thousands around the country, especially in New York.
Right. And by the way, and we're going to give you an Emmy, too, for all that.
Yeah, he gets an Emmy, et cetera, to the point where by the end of the year, they had celebrated him so much, he had 87% favorability rating in New York. 87% is the kind of rating you get in a third world dictatorship where, you know, there's only one political party.
Yeah, you're juicing the polling. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
But then once Biden got in office, then, you know, they didn't need him anymore. And here would be my argument. They didn't just not need him. They didn't want him anymore.
Right.
Suddenly, the people in, you know, in Democratic politics are looking ahead to 2024. And all of the Democratic governors who have a national rep are suddenly in the way of Kamala Harris. And all of this oppo information about, yeah, Cuomo starts rolling on out. You get one of the staff accidentally mentioning that they had lied to the federal government about how many victims there were in the nursing homes. Suddenly that comes out. Then people start talking about impeachment. Then Democrats who don't like him in the states are coming out and calling him out for being a bullying thug, and then the sex harassment allegations. And I mean, look, I've been involved in politics for a long time, and I don't believe in coincidences.
Yes,
it's a
exactly.
Clearly orchestrated hit job on him to the point where Saturday Night Live, which has not done attacks on Democrats or liberals in years, did one on this past Saturday, attacking three prominent Democratic governors in a game show format, including Whitmer and Cuomo and Newsom.
Right.
And you know, I mean, yes, because they're finally attacking liberals, I found it a little bit funny, particularly the introduction of Newsom, where they said, oh, Governor Newsom, who's hated by everyone and every citizen of California except for the 10 people he had dinner with. You know, that was funny. But
yeah,
it's not accidental that they're suddenly going after all the high-profile Democratic governors.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I think some people are opening up their eyes and ears to hear you and saying, yeah, this is an obvious clearing the deck and making way for Kamala Harris. And, oh, yeah, bring into that formula the passing of H.R. 1 by Nancy Pelosi and the House.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly that's designed to fix the election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's flat out. That's what it is. And, the left definition of election reform is where you reform it so that they can all win.
So they can cheat legally.
Yeah.
That's all this is. I mean, we're going to make it legal to cheat now.
And so I question whether it's constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it passes the Senate, and I expect it will, the way Senate politics works is Joe Manchin voted again, you know, said he wouldn't vote for Neera Tanden, and she was the sacrificial lamb for him to claim he's nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to the president's key ideas and initiatives, I don't see him standing up to them.
Right. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, Dan, this is good stuff here. I mean, you really are laying this out. It's obvious, you know, your political background that's going on and how we have been worked regarding Cuomo and how it's distorted. You know, once again, the public's view. This is, thank you very much, brought to you by the mainstream media in much the same way that they distorted our view and understanding of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Oh, yeah, just, so much for an October surprise. This one just never, came out of the box. You know, we kept hearing the Jack in the Box tune to come up, but it never popped up.
Yeah, everybody has opposition research on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is clearly an oppo dump on Cuomo, just as you saw the opposition dump on Neera Tanden, Biden's nominee for OMB.
Mm-hmm.
She was taken down by a coalition of Republicans and Joe Manchin. But the people who had their fingerprints on the knife that shivved her,
mm-hmm.
that was all the far left Bernie bro Democrats.
Right, exactly.
You know, they're the ones who did the oppo release. The ones went digging through her tweets and floated it all out to members of Congress. And the Republicans were more than happy to take her down.
Yes.
And Joe Manchin, I think, was basically not just looking after his own, trying to be nonpartisan a little bit for his own sake,
mm-hmm.
but also kind of being the one guy who could vote against her in the Senate without repercussion.
Exactly.
He's not afraid of the Bernie bros in West Virginia.
No, right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, the Republicans should not kid themselves. This was not of their doing, to your point.
Yeah, but in D.C., everybody's happy to get a scalp. I've been credited with a couple myself that I didn't earn.
Yes, right.
Yes. It's like, oh, whatever.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's like, I was in radio playing music for many years. And, if you got a gold record, you were happy to get the gold record, whether or not you were instrumental in helping set artists, achieve the gold record. But to get a copy, that's pretty cool,
Well, and it's also, as a Law and Order fan, bad people do a lot of bad things, so if they go to jail for something they didn't do, whatever. So, it's a little bit. You just take the luck worth
all. Take what you can, and it's like, you may get away with the one speeding ticket, but when you get caught on the other, and you want to go and complain about it, well, it's clear that you're a habitual speeder. And
taking out Al Capone for taxes.
Yeah, yes.
It's ticky tack, but he died in prison.
Yeah, well, that and a blue dress, you got to be careful. Those things, they just suddenly pop up when you least expect them. Dan Gaynor, the Vice President of Business and Culture at the Media Research Center.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on three continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, the question is, did your state Supreme Court decide the 2020 election for you? Well, a judge and candidate for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court that sparked outrage in November is with us. Judge Paula Patrick joins us now. Judge, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. And I'm glad to be here.
Well, I appreciate that you're willing to take on this establishment of activist judges that really have left the American people who still believe in the Constitution, you know, falling short here and wanting.
Yes. I think that it's something that is necessary for us to be able to, go to court and expect the judges to follow the law. Of course, in Pennsylvania alone, I can't talk much about the case. I can say that what Justice Clarence Thomas said and what he did was absolutely correct, because if we don't address the issues as relates to our elections and other things that I think people are looking for the court for direction on, then it creates chaos, and it also creates the lack of credibility and faith in our own justice system.
Well, I so appreciate you coming on to talk about this, because we've been told that we couldn't talk about these things, but these are sincere questions the American people have, and frankly, we were especially disappointed that the Supreme Court itself chose not to participate and enter into this discussion so that we could find out, you know, did we in fact have a free and fair election? What happened? Because, you know, just in a general common sense sort of consideration, the numbers don't add up, and there's more questions than answers, and it seems that the powers to be are just satisfied to, you know, kick this issue, you know, this proverbial can up the road again. And this is the problem. This is why 2020 happened, is because we've had this can kicked up the road. And, you know, judges, we need judges to do their job. We need the Supreme Court to do their job. Is that fair?
I think that's very fair, and I don't think it's being unreasonable whatsoever. Listen, when people come to court, they expect a judge to follow the law. They expect the judge to do that which is just and right pursuant to the rule of law. And I think whether you're Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal, that, you know, when you come to court, you simply expect the judge to follow the law. And right. I think that if something else happens outside of that, it does create a question in the minds of the people whether there is some credibility as relates to the courts. And so that's why I am running, because we need to put forth candidates that actually believe in our rule of law, in our constitutions, and are that are not willing to legislate from the bench and are not willing to vote based upon public opinion, but vote based upon what the rule of law says and nothing else.
Well, exactly, because law and order do go together, right? You can't have one without the other.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it seems so trite, and I appreciate your response, because a lot of people have that same response, because it's so commonsensical. But this is how far off we are right now, is that, we want order, but we don't want law. Well, you can't have one without the other. Otherwise, you know, we've got billions of dollars of damage happening in the Summer of Love, and, you know, buildings being burned down, jobs lost. I mean, the impact of what happened in this past summer, as we saw lawlessness run rampant in our city streets, I mean, we're not going to, this isn't going to be overcome in a matter of days. I mean, in some cases, it's been a decade's challenge, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And that's why it's important for us to understand there are a lot of things that are going on in our day and time. And we as citizens of this great nation must be vigilant, I think, about standing firm on that which is right, and must be vigilant about what's actually happening in our society.
Well, I got to tell you, I appreciate your courage. I appreciate you stepping up, you know, to be a part of the solution. I mean, because to run to be a candidate for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, this is not an easy decision. I mean, this involves, yourself, your family, others that, care about you. And we're grateful for this commitment, because this is the backbone of America. This is our democracy. This is what it depends on.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, I've been a public servant for a long time. This is my 18th year on the Court of Common Pleas, which is our trial court division here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And, I am a servant, of course, of the people. I took an oath to obey and defend our constitutions, and I do that daily. And I have the courage to stand up to the liberal left or anyone else who wants to come against what I think our established system of government is. I think it's important that we understand that the foundations of our courts and of our rule of law is our Constitution. And there's a Bible verse that says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So if our foundations, if our rule of law goes, if our Constitution goes, then what happens to us as a nation or as a people? Do we cease and desist to become the civilized society that we have grown to be? And I also would say that, you know, with over 250 years of that document, our Constitution ruling our nation, no other nation on the planet has that legacy but the United States of America. I believe that we're a people of resilience. I believe that we can overcome a lot of things that have been thrown at us now if people are willing to stand up and get the courage to do that which is right.
And we need to reconnect, as you say, with the Word of God and the Bible. And I appreciate you bringing that up, because what happens is when we are consistent with our God-given rights and the laws made by, you know, God and His creation, the nature of God, the people rejoice. And we don't have a lot of people rejoicing right now. So it's clear that we've missed the mark. It's clear that we've turned our back on God, that there is this cultural movement that thinks that they know better. And, I mean, it's kind of insulting, you know, when you consider for just a moment. I mean, I'm all for debate, and I'm all for conversation and reasoning together. But when you just think you know better, and what you're doing is putting at risk
the constituency, and right. dare I say this entire country, and dare I say even the world, because we've got world leaders right now that are concerned with the United States of America. You know, do we have the wherewithal to stand up and to be that light on a shining hill, that light of morality, that light that has made the difference in so many other nations, or are we going to fall? And if we fall, then what is their future? Who do they have to depend on?
Absolutely. And there are people that have actually sought out this nation to come and to live here because of the rights, the protections, the freedoms that we enjoy as a people, of course, in America. And I think that when we begin to toss that out and begin to take part in the globalist agenda, that it really becomes very difficult for us, you know, to move forward on our foundation in this nation, which is our Constitution.
Well, because the whole idea of the Constitution, our founding fathers, their heart was that we would all benefit, that this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. And all the rights that are enumerated in that Constitution, God-given rights, would be realized. And we've been able to honor and protect it, you know, for many decades. But it's getting challenged. There's no doubt about it. But reason has to prevail, and people of courage need to step up. And we're grateful for you, Judge Paula Patrick, for stepping up to want to be, again, part of the solution and not part of the problem. And we appreciate your sincerity to lay this out, because in some cases, especially with judges, everything gets to be so political that they're, cautious to, you know, declare their position on things. And I understand, you know, that there could be something coming up, and, you know, that has been kind of the status going back to, you know, Judge Ginsburg, that you don't comment on a potential active or an active case. I can appreciate that, but yet we still need to be able to have that kind of conversation about, you know, law and order and what we can expect. And unfortunately, what's happened, we've given room to activist judges that, you know, are pretty loose in interpreting, I think, which, I'm not an attorney, certainly not a judge, but I'm just saying, just from my purview, it looks like their activism has been a compromise to our great Constitution.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it's important for us to, as I said, you know, really elect people that share our values as relates to our rule of law, our Constitution, our government, and that are interested in distributing justice as a judge. So I'm running for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court for that reason. We need strong conservatives on that court. I am ready to do it, having served now 18 years in our trial court division, adjudicating more than 20,000 cases in my career, writing more than 600 opinions for our three appellate courts, coming highly recommended by the Pennsylvania Bar, even teaching and training trial lawyers and judges. I think it's important that we move forward to take our seat back here on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court so everyone in the entire state of Pennsylvania can vote for me, Judge Paula Patrick. I have a website, votepaulapatrick.com. Also, I'm on Facebook at Judge Paula Patrick and on Twitter at Judge Patrick PA.
Well, Judge, again, I appreciate you sharing with us and coming on the show and encouraging, you know, not only people in Pennsylvania and people that will vote for you, but I believe people around the country, because they need to hear your voice. They need to hear from you that, you know, what you are seeing and what you're reporting on, you know, brings some clarity, because I believe that people have been confused. They've not really understood, you know, the difference between a judge who is an originalist versus somebody who is an activist.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. And it's time for us to cease and desist of electing people that want to be activists, people that want to legislate. It's just not the right thing to do. And we need to stand firm to make sure that we elect people that are interested in our protecting our liberties and our freedoms.
Well, as we wrap things up, we got about 15 seconds. I'll let you remind our audience once again where they can go for more information and how to get involved with your candidacy.
Yeah, you can go to my website, votepaulapatrick.com. That's P-A-U-L-A, Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K.com. And on Facebook at Judge Paula Patrick, follow me there. And also on Twitter at Judge Patrick, P-A.
My sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give